The participants include people in manufacturing, information and communication technology, mining, oil and energy, agribusiness, as well as banking and finance. Three of the participants in the forum took time to share their views with reporters on business and human rights. They all agree that simply ignoring human rights in pursuit of profits is short-sighted and does not protect the long-term interests of business. Ida Kreutzer is the CEO of Finance Norway, the industry organization for banks, insurance companies, and other financial institutions in Norway.
To many, it looks intuitive that paying less, using child labor, exploiting land is cheaper and boosts profit. But the point is that these companies that follow that route will, over time, lose business opportunities, pay higher cost of capital, lose market positions, and may be legally liable. It's a short-term versus long-term issue, and it's a strong business case.
Kenyan mobile operator Safaricom employs 4,000 people. Its CEO, Bob Collymore, said Safaricom could be engaged in human rights abuses by employing child or forced labor to make profit.
If we simply took that position, we would say we don't have much of a problem with labor rights and labor issues. If, however, we look at the issue of education for children, if we look at the fact that 26% of Kenyan children are engaged in child labor, if they're engaged in child labor, it means they're not getting education. If they're not getting education, does that present me with an opportunity or with a threat 20 years from now? It's clear. It is not a market opportunity for us. It will be a threat. And therefore, we believe we have a role to play in that sector.
Alejandra Ancheta, executive director of ProDesk, is a Mexican lawyer and activist fighting for the rights of migrants, workers, and indigenous communities.
We are working principally on the strategic litigation, trying to achieve justice for communities that are being affected for some transnational corporations. Principally, we are using our national legal system, and in some cases, we are also using some international forum of human rights.
Ms. Ancheta said part of her work is to empower indigenous and rural communities by giving them information about their rights under national law. She added that these communities are also made aware of the UN guiding principles as well as international human rights standards. Derek Mbata, United Nations.